So this is part two of what is a consultant, what is a consultancy, and what is a contractor, and the comparison between the two. In part one, I talked about the temporary nature of contractors, the permanent ability of a consultancy to provide resources on demand, appear to provide the ability to the business and flexibility to the target business, and the apparent appeal of appearing to function like a one-stop shop for technology, which is not usually the case because technology is wide space and there are different providers. So in this case, I want to a little bit expand on what this value add is in part two. I suppose what many people say is that consultants and consultancies have an in with the senior management. So after all, a consultancy has to have people that sell the services. There's a sales function or a sales force that will go in and talk to the client, and the client will buy into the consultancy and build this notion of trust. And the notion of trust is the credibility. So anything that deflects from that credibility, that trust, is not good for a consultancy. Consultancy tends to sell high and try to supply the labor cheap, and that is the way consultancies do their work to a lesser extent. It's also the way agencies do their work, recruitment agencies. At the moment, I think like consultancies tend to operate a little bit like butter shops, in that as a consultant can suddenly find himself as a square peg in a round hole. And what I mean by that is that okay, the consultancy may have a client request from a business to provide a certain skill, and what is if nobody in that consultancy has the faintest notion or hardly has that skill? Either they will hire someone, or sometimes get someone who has the skill to, or has near enough the skill, if it's particularly a small consultancy, to fit into that role, and which can obviously be problematic. And then there's the cultural fit around consultancy, which is you really have to fit into the office politics and the business and the hours and the way that business works. So there's a much closer relationship between the consultant and the client business. If they work long hours, consultants have to do the same. If people start at 7 o'clock in the morning and finish in the afternoon, you have to fit in as a consultant. That's what you're there for, to provide extra value add, even though you're not seeing it as a consultant, you're not seeing the rate as a contractor. There's also that political fit. So if the manager says jump, you have to say how high. Okay, so the value add may not also be the best there. And by that I mean, this is where the wrong impression of consultancy comes in. You're not there actually explaining things if you are actually part of the critical path of doing it as well. And if the client or the customer doesn't listen to the consultancy and the advice, then it will, you have to toe the line, behave as the Romans do. I feel there's a third part to this consultancy, because I haven't quite finished what I wanted to say. So I'm going to end part two here and carry on with part three with some notions to improve what I see this division.